It's a curious specimen. I get all kinds of different names for it.
Didn't even think about one time. I'm curious. What would you call it?
Well, chipmunk is...
No, that isn't what we called it.
I suppose the most common name now. Ground squirrel?
Ground squirrel. Little ground squirrels.
Uh-huh.
They look just like a little squirrel and a boy in the ground. Little ground squirrel. And then we had a thing that I haven't heard about or known of one existing for years. I just thought we had a flying squirrel. It was like the little brown squirrel. Seemed to have webbing between his front and back feet, and he used right through the air.
He's
flying. Not to fly like a bird, but from one tree to over to another. Common little flying squirrels.
He would glide on these.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Rather than a leap, as a squirrel would make, he would glide over. Call them flying squirrels.
To come back to the farm for a moment, where did you get your wool? What would you do for? Did you use much wool? I'm curious why in fairly hilly country you wouldn't have sheep.
Sheep were really not raised during my lifetime or during my mother's lifetime, not in the area, a community in which I lived. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
heard that.
I would not know. I don't know.
Since they were so independent, what would they do for their cloth?
The cotton was used.
Always cotton.
I have a bedspread that my great grandmother carded the cotton, which meant they used little wire things and card the seed out, made it into little rolls, and this was spun on a spinning wheel. And then she had the looms, and then it was woven into cloth. And so they made that cloth, and everything that was handmade by any in my family was cotton, rather than wool. I have never heard them talking about growing sheep or using the wool.
Mm-hmm. I get that response so often, and maybe because of so much cotton. How about a cow that's going to have a calf? She's expecting a calf. You say
she's going to freshen.
Freshen.
Mm-hmm.
And
any time now.
I think you told me that you're fancier of good, sensible dogs. What kind of dogs did you have? Did you develop this interest in dogs when you were a child, or?
I guess so. The love of dogs has been in the family. I understand my great-grandfather loved his dogs. And my grandmother certainly loved hers. When we were children, she had two, and they would be in the house and stretched out in front of the fireplace. And if you were cold, you did not make the dog get up so that you could get warm. You just didn't. In my family, it's just they love animals. The younger ones. My nieces, who are each 18, one loves dogs, the other loves cats. It's an animal love. It seems to be an inherited thing, you know.
What kind of dog would you have primarily? Did you ever have those little fast, noisy?
Feist.
Feist.
We had a little feist. I think that comes under the rat terrier breed. A mixed breed, of course, but they were referred to as feist and mean. Oh, they were so mean. And then